Hello, world, and welcome to a series of unfortunate sequels, where we explore the highs
and the lows
of cinema's most enduring franchises. My name is John.
And I'm Rebecca.
And today, we're going to be talking about the lowest-rated movie in the Step Up franchise, Step Up Year of the Dance.
Or Step Up China. I saw it also just called that on IMDb, I think. I don't know. This movie came out in 2019 and has a whopping 3.7 stars.
Yeah, it's something. We were a little disappointed because I think we were under the impression that this was going to be dubbed.
Yeah.
And we were pretty excited to see a terrible dubbing, but It was exclusively subbed.
I know. It was like a massive bummer. I was hoping for just like a cheap dub, you know?
Yeah, because normally when you watch like a dub over a sub, you know you're missing a little bit of the context of the story or not getting exactly, you know, what the story really is. Something like this, it wouldn't have mattered.
No.
So I really would have liked that.
No, it absolutely wouldn't have mattered at all. Hilariously. Yeah.
It was a journey.
Okay, just before even John jumps into the plot, there's a lot of characters. Too many, I'm going to say. There's too many characters. We're probably only going to focus on a few of them. And it took us forever to figure out, like, who people were in the story.
And who we should pay attention to.
Yes, that in particular. Who we should pay attention to. They kind of made the main character obvious, but then there were other people who I thought were going to be more important, and they weren't. And then, like, randomly, they throw in, like, their second main character, like, 30 minutes into the movie.
No introduction.
Yeah, that's another thing, is this movie relies on you being emotionally invested in all of the conflict here without any pavement.
Yeah, there's a lot of unearned slow motion in this movie.
Oh, I died laughing at the character death and...
What?
Oh. It was just like, I shouldn't be laughing at some of these scenes, but I sure was. The dancing was good.
Probably.
The story...
I'm not the best judge. It seemed cool. We've seen, you know, cheer smacked. So, you know, we know a thing or two about dancing.
This super had Bring It On # cheer smack vibes, like, to an extent that I wasn't expecting. It wasn't as good as # cheer smacked, I feel like.
It wasn't.
Right? I feel like that was kind of a pleasant surprise for me, that movie. I ended up just, like, having fun with it. And I almost did with this one, but they tried to splash in some drama that just, like, wasn't working because I didn't care about anyone. It was like if # cheer smack had, like, a gang fight murder scene in the middle of it. Imagine that, and that was this movie.
It's crazy. Like, the big betrayal in Cheer Smacked was like, oh no, it was us the whole time. The rival cheerleaders were part of your crew. And, like, the betrayal in this one was like, oh, we're going to murder someone. Gotcha.
But that wasn't even, like, a betrayal. I mean, there was a kind of betrayal like that.
The first betrayal was, like, you know, injuring him in the middle of the competition.
Yeah.
And then there was another betrayal that was like, oops, psych, it's not fans that want your autograph. It's thugs that we've hired to beat you up.
Oh, that one, yeah. Right? Yeah, I wasn't even thinking. That was another scene that wasn't the murder. This had several choreographed fight scenes in it on top of, which I almost could have gotten behind at first until I realized they were taking it really seriously. Unless they weren't, and I couldn't tell because it was subtitled. But I felt like it was really taking it seriously.
It felt like it.
Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, now I'm wildly thinking about if Bring It On # cheer smack had just a straight up murder in it. Because that's what it felt like.
But anyway, we're getting ahead of ourselves. Let me take you back to the beginning, which is going to happen right before a time skip.
Oh my god.
So the beginning of this movie, there's this dude in a club. Mm-hmm. There's fancy dancing going on. I don't even know if we get his name at this point, but this is going to be our protagonist.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't catch how to pronounce his name.
I can't even, like, I need to, like, look at it now, you know? He's not even in the top Actually, no, I forgot. He's not on the IMDb page for this movie. The main character is not listed.
In the credits, he had what seemed to be a stage name listed, so there's a good chance this dude's, like, actually a pretty big deal, and we just hadn't heard of him. But yeah, he's not on the IMDb page, so it's real hard to verify.
Yeah.
All right, so we meet our protagonist in the club. His name is Taiho. There's fancy dancing going down, although he's not necessarily a part of it right now. He's just kind of sitting dejected at a bar, staring at a lady who's on the dance floor. His friend's like, oh, you gotta tell her. We never find out what he's gonna tell her. We assume it has to do with having feelings for her, but man, you're gonna have to sit through a lot of movie before that comes out. She is Zhao Fei, and she goes to him and pulls him onto the dance floor and is like, I've been waiting all night to dance. You need to dance with me. And they have some sort of choreographed dance that they do with three of them. I assumed it was just going to be like a regular old dance, but no, it's fancy and choreographed.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. You like think they're just going to go out there and just start dancing, but no, everyone parts the way for them and makes a dance floor room, and they have a choreographed dance. So this movie is very much like a musical when everyone kind of breaks out in song and sings together and no one questions it. It's like that, but with dance.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. People constantly just like break out into randomly choreographed dances, and you can't question why they all know this.
Yeah. Another kind of difference between this and hashtag Cheersmacked is like they'll break into dance a lot, but it seems kind of like impromptu, just like just dancing. This is all very choreographed.
Yeah.
So later on the night, he sees some dude in the bar put his hand around Zhao Fei's waist, and he kind of he pulls him back, and then it starts a big fight. Basically, he smashes a bottle against his head. There's a big brawl, and he ends up going to jail for 2 years.
Yeah, the way this is all like cut together is the funniest thing I've maybe ever seen in a movie, because like we're starting a dance movie and then we see a man in prison doing the cell block tango by himself. Legit, Taiho's in prison just dancing around in his prison cell, which is gigantic. Maybe
it
prisons
is a gigantic personal prison cell.
It must they might be much nicer in China, I'm not sure, than our here, but yeah. But he legit even goes to the bars and grabs them and does a dance there, and he's like, oh, how did I get here? And it's literally just he got in a fucking bar fight. I don't know.
Yeah, seems like a long time to go away for a bar fight.
Yeah, and this whole, like, drama he has with a man named Chipmunk.
His name is Chipmunk.
We don't know why. What?
We never learn anything more about Chipmunk.
Where?
Why?
When? How? All we know is that he put his hand on a girl's waist that he liked, and she was just standing there, by the way. And don't get me wrong, like, I've had creepers, like, put their hands on me at, like, a bar or whatever, and you don't like it. But I feel like she wasn't, like, moving away from him. It happened really fast, so maybe I just didn't see it. But they were just standing there. I thought they were, like, a couple or something. Like, they were just standing there, and he had his hand on her waist, and she was just, like, chilling. Like, not even, it wasn't, like, a thing. And then it gets ignored. He like gets out of prison, it gets ignored, and then just randomly comes back in the biggest way, and then it gets ignored again, and it's hilarious.
Yeah, it was very odd. I just want to make a quick call out to myself.
Sure.
Because when you said that this was like a solo version of the Cell Block Tango, he was doing kind of like breakdancing in there, and I said, oh, it's kind of like a Pop It and Lock Up.
I knew as soon as you said it, I was like, he's gonna fucking say that in the podcast. I was like, I'm gonna have to hear that goddamn joke again.
You're welcome.
Thanks, I guess. Anyway, Taiho gets out of prison.
Yeah, he does. He goes straight back to the bar where
he
it all went
goes
down.
To the same place.
There's a crew dancing there, and honestly, when I first saw the crew dancing on the floor, I was like, I really hope this is some sort of like rival dance crew that does crime, and he's gonna have to dance fight them later. Didn't end up being anything like that. Apparently, they were like his crew, so they just kind of do their dance on the floor, and then they welcome him back. He sees Zhao Fei again, almost gets into another fight fucking immediately.
I don't know why, again.
So his friend's like, hey, maybe just don't go in that club for a little bit. Take a little breather.
Yeah, and I didn't recognize her at first because she had a wig on for this one scene, and that's it.
Yeah, and it was a short hair wig, which was extra confusing for us. Like, it's not like she put on a wig to get, like, longer hair. It was like, it looked like a completely different person.
Yeah, she was wearing a short hair wig, and then it's gone, and she has long hair again later.
Yeah, immediately.
Why? Okay.
So the next day, he's walking to her work to kind of apologize for making a scene in the club. On his way there, everybody he passes on the street just yells out his name. No one says hi. They're all just like, Typho. I guess, I don't know, maybe that's a thing. You just yell out people's names. I've never done that. So he makes it to her work. She's still kind of mad, but then her coworker puts a song on a boombox, and so they decide to go outside and dance together along to it.
Yeah. It's really funny because they dance away from the store, and then the music gets louder because it's a movie, and I was just imagining them doing this dance, like, and you can just hear their breaths and their steps and stuff, but you can't hear any music.
And everybody he passes on the street, Taiho!
Makes no fucking sense.
So, meanwhile, there's a fancy dance audition happening with some, you know, some dance crew that seems to have some production behind them that seems to be kind of for a television thing. I missed exactly what happened, but it seemed like one of the dancers maybe tripped or somehow sabotaged another dancer. So he was injured and had to go off the side of the stage while the rest of the crew continued on the routine. Nobody else in the crew missed a beat. They saw their front man go down and everyone just kept going. It was a very show must go on situation.
It was so frustrating because we don't know who any of these fucking people are. And we don't know who they're performing for or why. It does kind of come out, but like up until then, it just, I don't care. And I also don't know who I'm supposed to pay attention to because there's two people here. There's the guy who falls and the guy who tripped him. His name was Dai, I think.
Oh, I missed his name.
Yeah, they said it like once later, but he ends up getting chosen. I'm sure you're just about to get to that. Chosen for, to compete in a fancy competition thing. And I was like, so which one am I rooting for here? It took me a while to realize which one we were supposed to like.
Yeah, it was tough because there was like, we meet a bunch of dance crews back to back. So like trying to scan the crowd for like familiar faces to be like, okay, was this the one we just met in the last scene? Yeah. Like, no, okay, this is a completely different dance crew. Okay.
Because when you're meeting characters, they're almost always dancing. So it's just these quickly cut scenes of people dancing. And I'm like, were you the person who was just dancing? Or are you a new person dancing?
What's your name? We're not going to get one.
Know.
Okay.
No. All right.
At least we got Chipmunk.
I'll look it up on IMDb. Nope, they're not there. Okay, great.
So, yeah, as you mentioned, I don't exactly even know what this audition was for. So they get a trophy. We don't know who they were competing against. We don't know what
hilarious.
The trophy was for, but they get a trophy for their performance. There's no one else there.
There's no one else competing. There was no one else in the audience. They were dancing for like three people. They get a trophy for it. And the guy who gets the trophy, he's the guy we're supposed to be caring about. He's so happy to get it.
He was so enthused. But then one of the ladies in the crowd goes up to what we now know is our villain.
Die, yeah.
And she's like, oh, you did really well. Here, you're now going to dance with the best crew in China against Phantom. And then they were like, oh, was this a betrayal?
Yes. So they want him to dance for the Black Tigers. They're apparently the best dance team in China because an American dance crew called the Phantoms, they're the most supposed to be the best ones in the world. They were in Japan. They're going to come to China. It's going to be like a competition. Yeah. So Dai goes on the speech talking about how, what's his name?
He Jr.
So He Jr. He's like, you are just like this rich kid whose daddy bought him all of his trophies. And I was like, oh, okay, so Dai's our hero. obviously not this rich fucking snob. Oh, no. Oh, fuck. All right.
Yeah. Maybe we're just we're not conditioned to root for the rich.
No,
so,
no.
So yeah, so he was kind of the leader of this crew, I guess. But I guess his dad bought him this trophy as kind of like his last hurrah. Like, yeah, hopefully you can move on now and not be a dancer. Like, this part of your life is behind you.
Like, how old is he? Like, the his dad buys him a very small trophy, I'm going to say. It was nice, but he was like, oh, okay, here's the best dancer award for you. Stop. Get a job.
And one thing that we noticed, too, is that the inside of the trophy is an hourglass with, like, actual, like, sand in it, which seemed a little on the nose for a trophy that his dad bought him to be like, okay, you're out of time. Get a fucking job.
And like, the scenes with his dad, I'm just going to go through them now because they're so funny. He has, like, four scenes with his dad. There's this one, his dad being like, please stop dancing. And then another scene where he's like, here's your new job. Please work here. And then another scene where his dad's like, you're going to go to a college in California. And he's like, no. And then the last scene, his dad's cheering him on at the dance competition. What happened? Like, did his dad just give up? Like, this whole, they do this so much where they shove, like, these dramas and these relationships, but they only dedicate, like, 45 seconds to each one. So you don't care about any of them.
Yeah. They're basically, it's from the skip to the payoff school of thought.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So you can skip over all those scenes if you wrote them down, because I just told you them.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, we get a little montage here of Tai-ho trying to find a new job, too. He's having a little difficulty. It seems like he's trying to get a job as a dance teacher, doing various types of dancing. He tries at a strip club teaching pole dancing. He tries what looked like fan dancing in the park. He tried teaching children's, kind of looked like children's hip-hop dancing. Mm-hmm. None of them work out, so he gets a job at a construction company, conveniently enough, right outside of where his office is, as Junior.
His new office that Daddy gave him.
His new office that Daddy gave him. So during lunch, Ty starts dancing and, you know, Hera sees him and it's like, hey, you have to join my crew. He's like, nah, I'm good. He's like, I'll pay you triple what you're making here. And he's like, oh, who's in your crew? He's like, you and me, baby.
But we'll get more later.
Yeah, we'll figure that. We'll figure it out.
And then Tai-ho gives the greatest speech.
Oh, man.
I've ever heard.
It was long, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how much I wrote down about it. Oh, yeah. So we get a lot about how there's this girl, you know, and I've just got all these feelings, but like, I can't ever tell her how I feel because I don't have enough money to give her the life that she deserves. And, you know, the guy's like, oh, well, you know, I am paying you triple for doing this. He's like, no, you and me. We're just from different walks of life. I could never be in your crew.
We'll never dance together.
We'll never dance together.
He just has this whole long speech of being like, I'm poor and you're not. Therefore, we don't dance.
And I don't want your money.
I can't get over it.
So later in that day, I assume that day, there's a dance-off happening. And Tai-ho and his crew are dancing against some other kind of random crew. And one of them makes a joke about Taiho's time in prison, so he pushes him, which disqualifies him. So his crew's going to need to find another dancer. Luckily, He is here, and he steps in.
He just jumps on the stage, unprompted.
He jumps on the stage, unprompted. He's still got his cane. He's kind of like limping, but then he full Willy Wonka's it, drops the cane, and just gets to work. Due to his great dancing ability, his team won the dance-off. By applause.
Yeah, this means nothing.
It means nothing, but his leg's still kind of hurt, so Zhao Fei kind of gives him some ointment to put on it and
rubs it on for him.
Rubs it on. She puts the ointment on his skin. So he doesn't.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's all right.
So.
It's like you kind of knew the reference you were going for.
Yeah. That's comedy, baby. Next day, she kind of tells him a little bit about herself. So the next day, he shows up at her work and invites her to his birthday party. This scene was very weird, and he manages to sleight of hand a gift into the shop without either of us noticing it happening.
Something was cut. For sure. Because he comes into the clothing store and he's like, I'm looking to buy something for a girl. So she holds up a shirt and he's like, no, she's a really special girl, not like other girls. And then she's like, okay, whatever. And then he just turns around and leaves. Like, it the way he leaves is very awkward and strange.
So weird.
And it's then like, there's just a gift there.
Yeah.
Like a big one.
So, I mean, she decides to go because who could turn down a proposition like that? She's got a fancy dress in there that he apparently bought.
Mm-hmm. And then leads to maybe the best scene in the movie is this guy's birthday party for many reasons. One, all the girls hate, what's her name?
Zhao Fei,
Jesus. They all hate her immediately.
She just walks in and everyone immediately looks at her like, who the fuck is this?
Look at your cheap her all dress. This shit.
Yeah, they start insulting the dress that this rich dude bought for her.
I'm sure it was
not a cheap dress.
Yeah, but my favorite thing is at some point they end upstairs and they're talking, and in the corner, the bottom left corner of the screen, there is his birthday cake, which for some reason has two teddy bears on the top. He's a grown ass man, I think. And I, like, couldn't get over this. I'm still not over
it. Teddy bears.
It was really funny.
Maybe he's heir to the teddy bear empire.
We never knew what his company did. It's so true. Maybe they make teddy bears. It looked like a little kid's birthday cake. It was killing me. Anyway, she goes to the party.
She does pass Taiho kind of on the way, and he's like immediately jealous and suspicious. He's also going to this party, apparently.
Yeah, I like, they don't really explain that, but also like I could see Hei like inviting him, you know.
Yeah, so yeah, they, as we mentioned, everyone's catty. They spill wine on her and she's like, I just want to, you know, dance. So she does a little dance number where she embarrasses them, and then Hei comes mm-hmm. down and they dance together.
Very choreographed dance.
Very choreographed. They both knew this choreography. It was very tight, and all the bullies are so embarrassed that they leave the party. It was one of those quintessential, like, and then he told them off and everyone on the school bus stood and clapped.
It was very good. I did like that she kicked off her heels before dancing. That was great. I appreciated that. I also like, did they call her a wet little whore or something like that after they
spilled water? Yes, a wet little streetwalker.
A wet little streetwalker. Great. Wonderful. Yep. That was really funny.
On all this completely unprompted.
There was no reason for them to hate each other. There were kind of a lot of women in this movie. I was surprised, but none of them really had roles outside of just being background dancers. Except for one woman. But and then any scene she had with all these other women, they all fucking hated her. There was just so much girl hate for no reason.
That was weird.
Yeah.
So, like I mentioned, Taiho was there too. He saw the whole thing, and you know, Zhao Fei was pretty happy at the end of it. But he's like, nah, they were laughing at you. We should go. Taiho offers to dance battle Hei, and if he wins, he doesn't want to see him ever again. But if Hei wins, Taiho will join his crew. Mm-hmm. We were a little unclear about how the judgment here was going to work because they're literally dancing at this dude's birthday party the people around, and he's rich, so obviously, like, people are going to root for him anyway. So we weren't sure how the judging worked. I'm still not sure how the judging worked, but at the end of it, Taiho was like, okay, you win.
He was just, like, impressed, I guess. I don't know.
So they find a time to meet up the next day. The next day, the two crews meet up. It turns out that, I mean, the whole time he kind of said, oh, yeah, I don't have a crew. It's just me and you. But he does kind of have a crew.
Yeah, he's got a few people still from you know, the people he was dancing with when we first saw him. A few of them are around now.
Yeah, they call themselves the Sky Crew.
Terrible name.
Terrible name. Still don't like it. They decide to stick with it when they merge the two crews together.
Eventually. There's some montages. It's fine.
Sparks immediately fly. The crews do not get along. And Taiho's older brother, again, not sure if they were really older brothers or whether it was just like
an
older friend.
Yeah.
He's here. He kind of works in the garage where they're practicing. And he's kind of upset that Taiho wants to keep dancing. He's like, hey, I thought you were going to focus on your career. Kind of the same thing as the other dude's dad. But we get kind of a training montage a little bit, I guess. Not much of one.
Yeah.
And this is the other dad scene, so I'll skip past it.
Y'all got it. Y'all got the whole relationship.
He threatens him with a full ride to use USC.
If you don't stop dancing, you're going to college for free.
And then we get a dance competition. All the crews are there, including the Black Tigers. Sky Crew and the Black Tigers end up being the top two crews, but in a vote which we think was pretty sus, and we thought it was going to come out after the fact that, like, oh yeah, we definitely pay the judges, but it wasn't actually confirmed. Mm-hmm. But, like, the Black Tigers end up winning, even though the Sky Crew, I mean, clearly won.
They did better, and then there's, you know, the audience seemed to like them better.
Yeah, they upload the videos online afterwards, and everybody loves the Sky Crew dance.
Yeah, it gets, like, the most views and everything. Mm-hmm.
So Sky Crew actually decides, hey, you know what? We didn't win that challenge, so we don't get to challenge Phantom, you know, through television, but why don't we just challenge him online? Like, we're getting a ton of views here. We'll just give an online challenge.
Hashtag cheer smacked.
Hashtag cheer smacked. So the video challenge is seen by a lot of people, becomes the number one video on whatever website they posted it on.
Yeah, it was really funny.
Unfortunately, all of this attention draws in the dude from the beginning of the movie,
Taiho,
smashed in the face with a bottle. Chipmunk visits the garage where they practice, and it's just Taiho's friend there. He's like, hey.
I think we forget his name.
It was like Tai Shen, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's like, hey, you, like, Taiho needs to pick a time and place, but, like, we're going to settle the score. He's still got a scar from the bottle, which is probably what he's mad about. I mean, he did spend the last 2 fucking years in prison, you'd think. But
why
I guess
they fighting?
Not. This is where, I mean, we start getting a lot of slow-mo in these points. they're trying to build a lot of emotion very quickly, and it's not working. Taishe, I think. I did write the name, actually. Taishe. He tells Chipmunk. He basically calls him and is like, hey, the garage tonight, 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. And then he calls the dance crew and tells them to meet somewhere else.
Why?
We're not sure why, other than, like, maybe he wanted to keep him out of the garage. But, like, I don't know why he wouldn't just schedule a time where he knew they weren't going to be in the garage. They seem to have a pretty steady practice schedule.
None of them are going to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was weird. And in fact, one of them was still there. Oh, no, that was earlier.
That
on.
Was earlier.
That was earlier.
We skipped some stuff in the middle there, but that's fine.
Psh, whatever.
Yeah, but Taiho immediately works out what's going on and then runs off to go help his friend.
Yeah. Chipmunk brought an entire kind of gang with him. There's, like, 7 or 8 dudes here. They all have weapons. Taishe just is fucking fighting all of them and he's doing fine. He beats them all handily. And then in what was probably the most wild shot.
The best shot in the movie. We're looking at Chipmunk, and he's looking mean. He's looking like he's about to start fighting.
Like he's the final boss or something.
He's the final boss, and then out from behind him pops a white man.
No exaggeration. He just, like he just separated from his body.
It was like there were two people inside of Chipmunk. There was a white man inside of him that popped out. And this is the first white dude we've seen in the whole movie. And, like, why is he here, first of all? Why is he here? And why did he just pop out like that?
It was fucking wild.
Oh, my God. It's hilarious.
Yeah. So at this point, Taishe is beating up all the other dudes, and he's taking all their weapons. And
kind of. I don't know.
He's got two pipes in his hand.
Oh, yeah.
And the other dude shows, oh, I have no weapon, so Taishe drops the weapons, which I feel like if you're being attacked by a gang,
fuck them, I'll beat him with a weapon. Fuck you.
I don't know if I'm sticking strictly to the rules of honorable combat at this point.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, and as we're gonna find out, still not going to, because as soon as Taishe starts to win this fight, that dude pulls out a fucking knife and just stabs him in the leg.
It's a razor, and he slices his leg. It's like a box cutter razor. I'm not even kidding. And he slices his leg.
Yeah, so. Taiho gets there right about kind of when that's happening, and he starts fighting Chipmunk. He also beats him handily.
Yeah, it's
I don't know why
over.
I don't know why they even this whole thing started with those two destroying them in a fight. I don't know why they came here and expected it to go any differently the second time.
I don't know.
So they call an ambulance, but unfortunately, in the second straight dancing movie murder, Tai Shi dies. He bleeds out from the slice in his leg. So
yeah, it's like they drag him outside, and I'm like, "There's no doctor out here. What are you doing?" And it's so they can have like this idyllic scene where it starts to snow as he's dying. And as he's dying, he's like, "Taiho, keep fighting." Or no, I think he even says it to all of them. And so Sky Crew, keep fighting. It was hysterical.
It was.
It wasn't supposed to be.
No, this.
But guys, it's a dance movie.
Stop murdering people in your dance movies.
Stop murdering people in your
Just
dance.
Just dance.
And then just the dramatics were really very good.
Very
over the top. And then it's slow motion snowfall and sobbing. And like, I felt bad because I felt nothing but amusement. So maybe I'm broken, or it was just a bad movie.
Yeah, I think it's probably that last one.
Oh, thanks, honey. Anywho.
Meanwhile, Phantom has seen Sky Crew's challenge, and they're like, yeah, we want to challenge Sky Crew. We want to fight the best, and that's Sky Crew. Burn, Black Tigers. So the media company that kind of is behind Black Tigers decides, okay, we can probably use this. So they invite him to their little showdown show. And at the big showdown, they all do their little dancey dances, and then they all go up on stage to be judged.
A little stagey-wagey.
To be judgy-wudged.
I mean, you left out the whole scene where they get tricked and almost beaten, and they almost miss their dance. That happens before the dance off.
Yes.
Yeah.
So before the dance off, I did forget that.
So we figured out the competition works that Black Tigers and Sky Crew, that has to be decided who's actually going to dance against the Phantoms. But for some reason, the Phantoms also had a dance, even though they weren't part of this competition. Just for funsies.
Very weird,
I guess.
So, yeah, we find the Black Tigers are like, we want the Sky Crew out of this. So they send someone over to be like, oh, there are some fans that want your autographs. Here, follow me. And they are suspicious, but they go along anyway. And turns out, no fans, just a bunch of thugs who try to beat them up in a back room.
Yeah, just Taiho and, what's his name?
Him.
Just the two of them.
Yeah.
So they fight him. Another choreographed fight scene. I think this is the third or the fourth.
Yeah, but they're coming fresh off the backside of beating up a whole gang. So these three thugs pose no challenge to them. Mm-hmm. They defeat them and then race back, and they get to the stage just in time.
Yes.
Much to the chagrin of the media lady who clearly was expecting those thugs to do a better job.
Yeah.
Because she wanted to move on and be like, oh, well, if they're not here, I guess they're disqualified. Not today, lady. So they do the little dance off. Like we mentioned, Phantom dances for some reason in this, even though they're not being judged in this portion of the competition.
But sure.
Sky Crew defeats the Black Tigers, so they go on to do a dance battle against Phantom.
This was very confusing for John and I, because we're not dancers.
We are not.
And so we had a little bit of trouble figuring out who was winning at what point. A lot of this was pretty cool. A lot of the dancing was, I mean, all the dancing was amazing. And I liked, like, weirdly, the camera work in the dancing, like the way that the cameras kind of moved throughout the groups was really cool. And you notice this throughout the movie. But the supposed climax of the dance was so disappointing.
It was wild. Yeah, and you know what? I want to give us some credit here, because while we said that we didn't know how to judge dancing or who was winning at any given point, we also did essentially predict who was going to win and in what fashion. So maybe we did know the whole time how good it was supposed to be.
I mean,
except
I could tell
for this
you,
highlight piece.
I could tell you if I'm entertained or not. It was hard because they kind of like, the way this dance off is working is they're facing each other and they're kind of going out like one, two, or three people at a time. You know, back and forth. And Tai-ho, unfortunately, has to follow the coolest dude, who just did, like, 8 backflips in a row after his dance, and then, like, flipped and landed on, like, his shoulder, but in a controlled fall. It was very cool. And then they, like, had these flashback scenes, and, or, like, no, Tai-ho just being like, I want to be remembered, and he takes his shirt off, and he's just got, like, his white undershirt, and everyone's gathering around him, and the music slowed down, and he does his dance.
It was, so, okay, I will, so popping and locking can be very cool.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a very cool, I think, addition to a lot of types of dances. I don't think it's a great thing to base your entire showcase piece on, especially when you're dancing against another kind of popper locker who's arguably better than you.
Which, I mean, I guess it showed. But yeah, it was just really disappointing to have this build-up, and I was like, oh, fuck, Tai-ho's about to go off.
About to pop off, baby.
I like a dance scene. I'm really for it. And it was just so disappointing.
It was not great.
It was like if the end of Save the Last Dance, the dance was bad.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. It was fantastic.
So, Phantom wins.
They do.
They do. I remember I was watching it, and I was like, I hope this ends like Cool Runnings, where like they lose, but, you know, they come back next year as equals. Because me not knowing anything about dancing, it looks like they're losing pretty bad. And yeah, so Phantom wins, but then Phantom gives them their, like, their crew salute. There's, like, a Sky Crew salute that they do. It's, like, a three-move thing. So Phantom gives it to Sky Crew as a show of respect. And then there's some sort of moment that passes between Zhao Fei and Tai-ho at the end. We don't know exactly what the moment meant, but it close-ups on both of their eyes for an uncomfortable period of time.
They, like, were trying to make a love triangle throughout the whole movie. And then at the end, He goes up to... I can't remember her name.
Zhao Fei,
fuck. Goes up to Zhao Fei and says something, but we were talking to each other. I almost rewinded it, but then she just, like, gives this loving look at Tai-ho, and, like, that's it. So I don't know what he said, but I think it was, like, I'm not into you. I think they kind of made it obvious that she knew that he wasn't interested in her at some point. Like, they had a scene on a roof where she's like, I know you're just getting close to me, so we would all dance together. So it wasn't really, I don't know.
This is the least chemistry in a love triangle, like, since Twilight.
No, it was better than Twilight still. I'm going to be honest, as someone who's seen the movies.
Hey, I've seen the first one.
Oh, shit. So you weren't really there for the love triangle stuff. I mean, you missed a lot of the good Twilight meat, you know? That love triangle meat, you missed it.
I don't know. Good Twilight love triangle meat isn't something that I think exists, no matter how many of the movies I'll watch.
It's not. But anyway, that was Step Up.
Year of the Dance. It sure was.
It was so disappointing.
It could have been.
I wanted it.
It could have been hashtag cheer smacked, but it wasn't.
I know. I wanted it to be worse because a 3.7 is such a bad rating. And I don't know. Like, I think I already said dancing was pretty cool, but I could not get invested in, like, the multiple layers of drama they had going on that had no dedication to them. If they wanted the love triangle, fine, have, like, the love triangle and the dance competition, and I think that's really all they needed, and that would have made the most sense for a Step Up sequel.
Yeah,
because Step Up's a romantic movie, like, it's a romance film, but it's so fine, have that in here, but I didn't need any of the other crap.
I agree. Could have been something.
Mm.
Could have been a contender, but it fell a little flat and not in a cool, controlled way.
No, like that one guy. Who was very good at falling.
So what would you rate Step Up, Year of the Dance?
I would rate Step Up, Year of the Dance, 5 neato dances, because there were some good dances. And I would rate it a fight scene. I know there were multiple, but they were short enough that I wasn't annoyed by them. And it was like kind of a hilarious surprise. I'll also give it a friends to lovers because it's my favorite romantic trope. And even though it wasn't done supremely well, they tried. They like aimed, you know, they you know, they tried. I'm going to subtract a razor because, wow, was that a sword? Literally, the guy got cut in the leg and died. I know there's some important arteries in there, but it looked really stupid. Mm-hmm. Didn't look good. Wasn't a good way to go down.
You don't want your champion to go down like that.
No, but I will add the funniest scene I've ever seen in my life where that dude popped out from behind Chipmunk because I laughed out loud. And that was really good.
That was great.
And I'll subtract an hour because this movie didn't need to be an hour and a half. I think 30 minutes would have been fine.
Should have been a YouTube video.
Should have been a YouTube video. And if you want to watch hashtag your smack, what would you rate Step Up, Year of the Dance?
I would rate Step Up, Year of the Dance, one super over-enthusiastic assistant who seemed to be the only one who knew what movie
yes!
he was in.
Yes! Fuck, I forgot about him. He was great. He had, there was like funky music played when he was there, like wacky little look at this guy music. And he had like this weird shuffle at one point. He was fantastic. I love that guy.
He's a classic bumbling sidekick.
Yes! It had like two fucking scenes.
He was like the comedic relief in a movie that didn't realize it didn't need comedic relief. But
I
loved it.
I mean, it did. But it shouldn't have.
And I would also rate it, let's see, I guess 8 backflips. Because those are pretty cool.
Those are great.
Those are cool backflips. And I would also rate it a confusing, I would subtract a confusing number of times where the love interest is referenced as a sister. Took us most of the movie to try and figure out if they were actually related or not.
I get they were a tight crew, so they used brother and sister a lot, but in like the he was romantically interested in her and kept being like, stay away from my sister. This is my little sister. And I was like, is she your little sister?
We have to know. Hey, no, tell us right now. Is she your sister?
So confused.
And her crew, everyone in the crew had their own dance name, and her dance name in the crew was Little Sister, which made it even more confusing.
Yeah.
So I'll subtract that, which confused us most of the movie. And and then I guess I'll just add in some cool running endings where they felt the rhythm and they felt the rhyme and they got on up because it was dancing time.
Honey. You know, I've never seen Cool Runnings.
Oh, damn. I wish there were 3 of them. Unfortunately, we can never watch it.
John and I only watch movies that are part of franchises now. There are times, though, when we'll think about a movie we'll want to watch. Like, oh, man, I wish there were more so we could do it for the... We could just watch it. We don't have to...
This is the Sisyphean task that we have put before us.
All right. So that was Step Up. Thank you for listening. Yeah, join us next week. I don't know what we're watching. Do I ever at the end of an episode?
But we'll find something good.
At the library, probably.
We got Step Up. We should do Never Back Down now. I bet there's three or more of them.
You can look them up. I don't know.
Well... Until next time, watch the best
and save the rest for us.
Tai ho!